And now that we have apparent presidential nominees, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, it's time for the late night shows to kick into high political gear, higher political gear. Here's The Daily Show's Trevor Noah last night.
Just take a second and breathe that in. Because American politics has just entered a whole new world. Just like the one Aladdin and Jasmine sang about. except they can't come because they're Muslim.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
So we've got our two apparent nominees, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. How are the late night shows taking these two on?
Well, it's interesting. I think comics in general and late night comics in particular have struggled to figure out how to lampoon Donald Trump in the same way that they struggled to figure out how to lampoon President Obama when he was a candidate and when he was first president, but for different reasons. With Obama, I think the obvious things to make fun of him for, his ethnicity, for example, was, you know, it just felt that was a place they couldn't go. I think it took a while for America to get to know the president and find other ways to make fun of him. In Donald Trump's case, he's such a cartoon already. He's so over the top and unpredictable and eccentric already that I think it's hard to find ways to make fun of him that take it further than what he already does in real life. Now, Stephen Colbert decided to actually create a cartoon Trump,
right,
and animate it in real time and interview the guy.
He's a stupid head, a total poopy pants, it's sad.
Okay, right now, I gotta say, you are sounding a little immature.
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, come on. You sound like an idiot.
Steven, I'm rubber, you're glue. I have a lawyer, and I will sue.
You know, if you're going to parody somebody who's already seems a little bit like a living cartoon, why not use a cartoon, I guess?
Well, and by the way, there are stories coming out now about how The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is having a little trouble. Are they going to change the way that they lampoon Trump because they're not getting the ratings that they want?
Well, I don't know that they're having issues because of that. We are seeing the actual Stephen Colbert as opposed to seeing Stephen Colbert play a character. And I think they've had a hard time making the actual Stephen Colbert as incisive, insightful, and compelling as the fake Stephen Colbert was on his show.
Speaking of the fake Stephen Colbert, this is the first year on Comedy Central, first election year, that we've got these two new hosts, Trevor Noah, the new Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, and Larry Wilmore on The Nightly Show, who took over for Stephen Colbert's old slot. Do you see those two having the same effect on the campaign, on the election, as Stewart and Colbert did in the last cycle?
No, I don't, because I think in a certain sense, they're already speaking to the choir. People are really polarized right about now, and they've had a hard time creating bits that are really incisive and make you think about the election in a different way. Although The Daily Show had a great bit called Black Trump, where they had Roy Wood Jr. dress up. He's an African-American correspondent on the show. He dressed up like Trump, and they did a rap video only using phrases and words and snippets of speeches that Trump actually said in public.
Make America great again. Fingers long and beautiful. Look at these hands. I win. I always win. Some people say I'm very, very, very intelligent. Mexico is not a friend. Build the wall. I love the Mexicans. Nobody.
You know, Eric, it reminds me of Dave Chappelle's bit, Black Bush, which he did many years ago.
Exactly. And I think particularly if there's a question about whether a candidate is sympathetic to people of color, sometimes, you know, finding a way to flip the script on them can highlight those inconsistencies or those differences. I think in The Daily Show's case, they say that, you know, Trump presents himself with all the braggadocio of a rapper anyway, so why not make a rap video starring?
What about Hillary Clinton? How have the late night shows lampooned her?
Well, it seems like Kate McKinnon on SNL does the best Hillary Clinton, and she's been doing her for a while. And she's an example. I mean, one of the problems I think SNL has had is that the people who are the regular cast members have not come up with great impressions. But Kate McKinnon is always the exception, and she captures Hillary's sort of neediness and kind of out-of-touch quality and the ruthlessness quite well. So Saturday Night Live has been lucky that she stuck around and that they've had her her to portray Hillary for this election cycle.
I remember a line that she had. She said, "I think you're really going to like the Hillary that my team has cooked up for tonight's debate."
Exactly. And the whole thing about these impressions is that it's not about sounding exactly like the person. It's about finding those elements of their personality that people already think are kind of funny or odd or weird, and finding a way to sort of turn that into comedy. So it didn't matter that Will Ferrell didn't really look or sound very much like George W. Bush. He found a way to portray his sort of general cluelessness in a way that was really entertaining. And it didn't matter that Chevy Chase didn't look a lot like – he didn't look anything like President Ford, because he captured something about Ford that we always thought was true. And I think Kate has managed that with Hillary Clinton.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks.
Always a pleasure.